Jud al-Mu'minun, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Indeed, successful are those believers who are humble in salah, avoid vain talk, who are punctual in the payment of zakah, who guard their private parts except with their spouses or those who are legally in their possession, for in that case they shall not be blamed. However, those who seek to go beyond that in lust are the ones who shall be the transgressors, who are true to their trust and covenants, and who are diligent about their salah. These are the heirs who will inherit paradise and live therein forever. Indeed, we have created man from an essence of clay, then placed him as a drop of semen in a firm resting place, then changed the semen into a leech-like mass, then leech-like mass into a fetus lump, then fetus lump into bones, then clothed the bones with flesh, and then we brought him forth as quite a different creature from the embryo. So blessed is Allah, the best of all creators. Then after living for a while you shall die. Then most surely you shall be raised to life again on the day of resurrection. We have made seven avenues above you, and we are never unmindful of our creation. We send down water from the sky according to due measure. Then we cause it to settle in the soil. You should know that if we please, we can certainly take it away. Then with it we cause to grow gardens of palm trees and grapes for you, yielding abundant fruit for you to eat, and also a tree which grows on Mount Sinai, which produces oil and relish as food for those who like to eat it. In cattle too there is a lesson for you. From within their bodies we produce milk for you to drink. Besides this, you gain numerous other benefits. Some of them you eat, yet on others, as on ships, you ride. We sent Noah to his people. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but him. Are you not afraid of him for committing shirk? The chief of the unbelievers among his people said, Noah is but a human like you. He desires to assert his superiority over you. If Allah wanted to send Rasuls, he could have sent down angels. We have never heard such a thing as he says from our forefathers. Some of them said, He is just a madman, so bear with him for a while. Noah said, O my Rabb, help me against their calling me a liar. So we revealed our will to him, saying, Build an ark under our supervision, according to our instructions, and when our judgment comes to pass, and water wells out of Asinur, take aboard a pair from every species, and take your family, except those of them against whom the judgment has already been passed. And do not plead with me in favor of the wrongdoers, for they are doomed to be drowned in the flood. Then when you have embarked on the ark with your companions, say, Praise be to Allah, who has delivered us from the nation of wrongdoers. And pray, Our Rabb, make my landing safe from this ark, for you are the best to make my landing safe. There are many lessons in this story, and surely we do test people. Then we raised after them a new generation, and sent to them a Rasul from among themselves, who said to them, Worship Allah, you have no other God except him. Will you not fear him for committing shirk? But the chiefs of his people, who disbelieved in the message and denied the life of the hereafter, on whom we had bestowed affluence in this worldly life, said, This person is but a human like you. He eats what you eat, and drinks what you drink. If you obey a human like yourselves, you shall indeed be lost. What? Does he claim that when you are dead and turned into dust and bones, you will be brought to life out of your graves? Impossible, just impossible is that with which you are being threatened with. There is no other life but our life in this world. We live here and die here, and shall never be raised to life again. This man is but an impostor, forging a lie against Allah, and we are not going to believe him. At this the Rasul prayed, O my Rabb, help me against their calling me a liar. Allah responded, After a short time, they will surely be sorry. So the blast overtook them in all justice, and we swept them away like the rubbish of dead leaves. So gone is the nation of wrongdoers. After them we raised other generations. No people can hasten their term, nor can they postpone it. And sent forth our Rasuls one after another. Every time a Rasul came to his people, they disbelieved him. So we punished them one by one and made them a history. So gone is the nation of disbelievers. Then we sent Musa and his brother Harun with our signs and clear authority to Pharaoh and his chiefs. But they received them with arrogance, for they were very haughty people. They said, "What? Should we believe in two human beings like ourselves, and whose people are our slaves?" So they disbelieved both of them, and became among those who were destroyed. And we gave Musa the book, so that his people might be rightly guided. And we made the son of Miriam and his mother a sign for mankind, and gave them a shelter on a peaceful, lofty ground, furnished by a fresh spring. O Rasuls, eat of the pure things and do good deeds. Certainly I have knowledge of all your actions. In fact, your religion is one religion, and I am your only rug. So fear me alone. Yet people have divided themselves into factions, and each faction rejoices in its own doctrines. Well, leave them in their heedlessness for an appointed time. Do they think that in giving them wealth and children, we are eager for their welfare? By no means. They do not understand the reality of the matter. Surely those who live cautiously for fear of their Rabb, who believe in the revelations of their Rabb, who do not commit shirk with their Rabb, who give to charity whatever they can give, and their hearts are full of fear by the very idea that they shall have to return to their Rabb, it is they who rush in doing good deeds and try to be the first in attaining them. We charge no soul with more than it can bear. We have a book of record which shall clearly tell the truth, and they shall not be treated unjustly. But their hearts are blind to all this, and their deeds are also different from the believers. They will continue doing their misdeeds until when we seize those of them who live in comfort with punishment. Lo, then they start crying for help in supplication. We shall say, "Do not cry for help this day, for surely from us you shall receive no help. My revelations were recited to you, but you used to turn back on your heels in arrogance, talking nonsense about the Quran like one telling fables by night. Do they not ponder over the word of Allah, or has anything new come to them which did not come to their forefathers? Or is it because they do not recognize their Rasul, who is a member of their own community, that they deny him? Or are they really convinced that he is a madman? Nay, in fact, he has brought them the truth, and most of them dislike the truth. Had the truth followed their appetites, the heavens and the earth and everything therein would have been disrupted. Nay, we have given them their reminder, but they are heedless of their reminder. Or is it that you are asking them for some recompense? But the recompense of your Rabb is the best, for he is the best provider of sustenance. As a matter of fact, you are calling them to the straight way, and surely those who do not believe in the hereafter will ever stray from the straight way. If we show them mercy and relieve them of their affliction, they would obstinately persist in their rebellion, blindly wandering to and fro. For even now, when we have inflicted punishment on them, they have neither submitted to their Rabb nor humbled themselves before him. Until when we open upon them a gate of severe punishment, you will see that they are plunged in utter despair. It is Allah who has given you ears, eyes, and hearts, yet seldom you show gratitude. It is he who has placed you in the earth, and before him you shall all be assembled on the day of judgment. It is he who gives life and causes you to die, and in his control is the alternation of the night and the day. Then why don't you understand? On the contrary, they just say what their forefathers said before them, who said, "What? After death, when our bodies are dust and bones, could we really be raised to life again?" We have heard many such threats, and so did our forefathers before us. These are nothing but legends of primitive people. Say, to whom belongs the earth and everything therein? Tell me if you know. They will promptly reply, to Allah. Ask them, then why you don't use your common sense and believe in him? Say, who is the Rabb of the seven heavens and the Rabb of the glorious throne? Right away they will say, Allah. Ask them, then why you don't fear him? Say, in whose hands is the sovereignty of all things, protecting all, while against him there is no protection? Tell me if you know. Quickly they will reply, Allah. Ask them, then how you can be so bewitched? The fact of the matter is that we have brought them the truth, and undoubtedly these people are liars. Never has Allah begotten a son, nor is there any god besides him. Had it been so, each god would govern his own creation, and each would have tried to overpower the others. Exalted be Allah above the sort of things they attribute to him. He knows what is hidden and what is open. Far above is he from the shirk of these people. Pray, O my Rabb, if you inflict that punishment with which they are being threatened in my lifetime, then, O Rabb, do not include me among these unjust people. Surely we have the power to let you see the punishment with which they are being threatened. Repel evil with good. We are fully aware of their slanders. And say, O my Rabb, I seek refuge in you from the promptings of the shaitans. And O Rabb, I seek refuge in you even from their coming near me. These people will never refrain from wrongdoing until when death comes to any one of them, he will say, O Rabb, send me back so that I may do good deeds in the world that I have left behind. Never. This is just a statement which carries no value. It will be too late, because there will be a barrier between them and the world they have just left, till the day they are raised to life again. On the day when the trumpet will be blown, they will neither have worldly relations between them anymore, nor will they ask about each other. Then only those whose weight of good deeds is heavy will attain salvation. As for those whose weight of good deeds is light, they will be the ones who have lost their souls to live in hell forever. The fire will burn their faces, and they will grin therein with their lips displaced. We shall say to them, were my revelations not recited to you, and did you not deny them? They will say, O our Rabb, our misfortune overwhelmed us, and we became erring folk. Our Rabb, get us out of here. If we ever return to sin, then we shall indeed be wrongdoers. In answer to this, Allah will say, stay here in shame and do not plead with me. For you are the same people who used to make fun of some of my worshippers who prayed, Our Rabb, we believe in you. Please forgive us and have mercy on us, for you are the best of those who show mercy. But you ridiculed them so much that you even forgot my very existence and went on laughing at them. Today I have rewarded them for their fortitude, and they are the ones who have achieved bliss. They will be asked, how many years did you live on earth? They will reply, we lived there a day or a part of a day. You may ask those who kept the count. It will be said, well, now you know that your stay was just a little while. What a pity you did not believe it then. Did you think that we had created you without any purpose and that you would never return to us for accountability? Therefore, exalted be Allah, the real King. There is no God but Him, the Lord of the Honorable Throne. Whoever invokes another God besides Allah, about whose divinity he has no proof, he will have to give an account to his Rabb. Surely such unbelievers will never attain salvation. Say, O Rabb, forgive, have mercy. You are the best of those who show mercy. Surat An-Nur, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. This is a surah which we have revealed and made obligatory. Its revelations contain clear verses so that you may take heed. As for the fornicatoress and the fornicator, flog each female and the male guilty of rape 100 lashes, and do not take pity in enforcing the law ordained by Allah, if you believe in Allah and the last day, and let the party of the believers witness their punishment. The fornicator shall not marry any but a fornicatoress or a mushrik, and likewise for the fornicatoress, none shall marry her but a fornicator or a mushrik. Such marriages are forbidden to the believers. Those who accuse a chaste woman of fornication and do not produce four witnesses to support their allegation shall be flogged with 80 lashes, and their testimony shall not be accepted ever after, for they are the ones who are wicked transgressors, except those who repent thereafter and mend their conduct, for Allah is surely forgiving, merciful. Those men who accuse their own wives but have no witnesses except themselves, each one of them shall be made to swear four times by Allah that his charge is true, and the fifth time calling down upon himself the curse of Allah if he is lying. As for the wife, the punishment shall be averted from her if she swears four times by Allah that his charge is false, and the fifth time calls down the wrath of Allah on herself if his charge is true. If it were not for Allah's grace and mercy upon you, you would have no method of handling these situations. Allah is the acceptor of repentance, all wise. Those who concocted the slander are from a clique among you. Do not regard this incident as only an evil, for it contains a good lesson for you. Whoever took any part in this sin has earned his share accordingly, and the one who took on himself the leading part shall have a terrible punishment. Why did not the believing men and believing women, when they heard this slander, think well of their own people and say, "This is clearly a false accusation"? Why did they not produce four witnesses? If they cannot produce the required witnesses, they are the liars in the sight of Allah. Were it not for the grace and mercy of Allah towards you, in this world and the hereafter, you would have been severely punished for your involvement in this scandal. When you passed with your tongues and uttered with your mouths that about which you had no knowledge, you took it lightly, while it was a very serious offense in the sight of Allah. Why did you not, when you heard about it, say, "It is not befitting for us to talk about it. God forbid, this is a monstrous slander"? Allah admonishes you never to repeat a mistake like this if you are true believers. Allah has made his revelations clear to you. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Those who love to broadcast such slanders among the believers will have a painful punishment in this life and in the hereafter. Allah knows and you do not know. Were it not for the grace and mercy of Allah towards you, this scandal would have produced very bad results for you. Allah is indeed very kind, most merciful. O believers, do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan, because anyone who follows the footsteps of Shaitan is seduced by him to commit acts of indecency and wickedness. If there had not been the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, none of you would have ever been purified from that sin. For it is Allah alone who purifies whom he pleases, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Let not those among you who are endowed with grace and aptitude of means swear to withhold their help from their relatives, the indigent, and those who left their homes for the cause of Allah. Rather, let them forgive and overlook. Do you not wish that Allah should forgive you? Allah is forgiving, merciful. Those who accuse chaste but careless believing women are cursed in this life, and in the hereafter they shall have a grievous punishment. Such people should not forget that day when their own tongues, their own hands, and their own feet will testify against their misdeeds. On that day, Allah will give them the full reward they deserve. Then they will realize that Allah is the one who manifests the truth. Unclean women are for unclean men, And unclean men are for unclean women, and pure women are for pure men, and pure men are for pure women. They are free from the slanderer's accusations. For them there shall be forgiveness and an honorable provision from Allah. O believers, do not enter houses other than your own until you have sought permission and said greetings of peace to the occupants. This is better for you so that you may be mindful. If you do not find the person you wanted to see, then do not enter until permission is given to you. And if you are asked to go back, then go back. This is more fitting for you, and Allah is cognizant of what you do. There is no blame on you if you enter houses which are not used for dwelling, and in which you have something belonging to you, and Allah knows what you reveal and what you conceal. Enjoin the believing men to lower their gaze and guard their modesty. That is chaster for them. Surely Allah is well aware of their actions. Likewise, enjoin the believing women to lower their gaze and guard their modesty, not to display their beauty and ornaments except what normally appears thereof. Let them draw their veils over their bosoms and not display their charms except to their husbands, their fathers-in-law, their own sons, their stepsons, their own brothers, their nephews on either brother's or sister's side, their own womenfolk, their own slaves, male attendants who lack sexual desires, and small children who have no carnal knowledge of women. Also enjoin them not to strike their feet in order to draw attention to their hidden trinkets. And, O believers, turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, about your past mistakes, so that you may attain salvation. Get the singles among you married, as well as those who are fit for marriage among your male slaves and female slaves. If they are poor, Allah will make them free from want out of His grace, for Allah has boundless resources and is all-knowing. And let those who do not find the means to marry keep themselves chaste until Allah enriches them out of His bounty. As for those of your slaves who wish to buy out their liberty, execute the deed of liberty with them if you find them deserving, and give them some of the wealth which Allah has given you. Do not force your slave girls into prostitution for your own worldly gains. If they wish to preserve their chastity, and if anyone forces them into it, then surely after such a compulsion, Allah will be forgiving and merciful to them. We have already sent down to you revelations giving you clear guidance, and cited examples of those people who passed away before you to serve as a warning and an admonition for the righteous people. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of His light is as if there were a niche in which there is a lamp. The lamp is enclosed in crystal. The crystal is of a star-like brilliance. It is lit with the olive oil from a blessed olive tree, which is neither eastern nor western. Its very oil would almost be luminous, though no fire touched it, as though all the means of increasing light upon light are provided. Allah guides to His light whom He pleases. Allah cites such parables to make His message clear to the people, and Allah has knowledge of everything. His light is found in those houses which Allah has sanctioned to be built for the remembrance of His name, where His praise is sung in the mornings and in the evenings again and again, by such people whom neither business nor business profits can divert from the remembrance of Allah, nor from establishing salah, and nor from paying zakah, for they fear the day of judgment when hearts will be overturned and eyes will be petrified, who hope that Allah will reward them according to the best of their deeds, and add for them even more out of His grace, for Allah gives without measure to whom He pleases. As for the unbelievers, their deeds will disappear like a mirage in a sandy desert, which the thirsty traveler thinks to be water, but when he comes near, he finds it to be nothing. Instead, he finds Allah to settle his account. Allah is swift in settling accounts. Or another parable of unbelievers' efforts is that of a person trying to swim in a bottomless ocean, overwhelmed with billows, one over the other, overcast with dark clouds, layers of utter darkness, one above another, so much so that if he stretches out his hand, he can hardly see it. The one to whom Allah does not give light will have no light. Do you not see that Allah is the one who is praised by all those who are in the heavens and in the earth? The very birds praise him as they wing their flight. Each one knows his prayer and how to praise him, and Allah has full knowledge of all their actions. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and towards Allah lies the final goal. Do you not see that Allah makes the clouds move gently, then joins them together, then piles them up in masses, then you see the rain coming from inside them. He also sends down hail from the clouds that look like mountains in the sky, afflicting therewith whom he wills, and turning it away from whom he pleases. The flash of his lightning almost takes away sight. Allah alternates the night and the day. There is indeed a lesson in it for those who possess insight. Allah has created from water every living creature. Of them, there are some that creep upon their bellies, some that walk on two legs, and yet some that walk on four. Allah creates what he pleases. Surely Allah has power over everything. We have indeed sent down revelations demonstrating the truth, and Allah guides to the straight way whom he pleases. They say, "We believe in Allah and the Rasul, and we obey." But no sooner do they utter these words than some of them turn their backs. These are no believers. When such people are called to Allah and his Rasul, that he may judge between them, behold, a party of them decline to come. However, if they have the truth on their side, they come to him voluntarily. Is there a disease in their hearts? Either they are skeptical, or else they fear that Allah and his Rasul will deny them justice. Nay, in fact, they are the ones who are the wrongdoers. The response of the true believers, when they are called to Allah and his Rasul, that he may judge between them, is only to say, "We hear and we obey." Such are the ones who will attain felicity. Only those who obey Allah and his Rasul, have fear of Allah, and do good deeds, are the ones who will be the winners. They solemnly swear by Allah that if you command them, they will go forth, leaving their homes. O Muhammad, tell them, do not swear. Your obedience, not your oaths, will count. Surely Allah is fully aware of what you do. Say, obey Allah and obey the Rasul. If you do not, the Rasul is still under obligation to fulfill his duty, as you are under obligation to fulfill yours, and if you obey him, you shall be rightly guided. Note it well that the responsibility of the Rasul is only to deliver Allah's message clearly. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good deeds that he will most surely make them vicegerent in the earth, as he made their ancestors before them, and that he will establish for them their religion, the one which he has chosen for them, and that he will change their present state of fear into peace and security. Let them worship me alone and not commit shirk with me, and if anyone rejects faith after this, it is they who are the transgressors. Therefore establish salah, pay zakat, and obey the Rasul, so that you may be shown mercy. Never think that the unbelievers can frustrate anything in the land. As for them, the fire shall be their home, and that is an evil abode. O believers, let your servants and those children who have yet to attain puberty ask your permission before coming in to see you on three occasions. Before Fajr Salah, at noon when you put off your clothes, and after the Isha Salah. These are your three times of privacy. At other times, there is no blame on you if you or they go around visiting one another. Thus Allah makes his revelations clear to you, for Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. And when your children reach the age of puberty, let them still ask your permission, as their elders do. Thus Allah makes his revelations clear to you, for Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. There is no blame on such elderly women who have no interest in getting married if they lay aside their cloaks without displaying their adornment. But it is better for them if they do not discard. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. There is no blame on the blind, nor there is blame on the lame, nor there is blame on the sick to eat at your table. Nor shall it be an offense for you to eat in the houses of your own children, or your fathers, or your mothers, or your brothers, or your sisters, or your paternal uncles, or your paternal aunts, or your maternal uncles, or your maternal aunts, or your sincere friends, or in houses with the keys of which you are entrusted. There is no blame on you, whether you eat together or apart. However, when you enter the houses, you should greet one another with the greeting of peace, prescribed by Allah, blessed and pure. Thus Allah makes his revelations clear to you, so that you may grow in understanding. The true believers are only those who believe in Allah and his Rasul, and who, when gathered with him on a matter requiring collective action, do not depart until they have obtained his permission. Only those who ask your permission are the ones who truly believe in Allah and his Rasul. So when they ask your permission to leave and attend to their private business, you may give permission to those of them whom you deem appropriate and implore Allah to forgive them. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Do not consider the summoning of the Rasul in the same manner as you consider the summoning of one another among yourselves. Allah knows those who slip away, concealing themselves behind others. Let those who disobey his orders beware, lest some trial befall them, or painful punishment be inflicted on them. Beware, whatever is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. He knows what you are up to. The day on which they will be brought back to him, he will tell them all that they have done. Allah has the knowledge of everything. Surah Al-Furqan, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Blessed is the one who has revealed Al-Furqan to his servant, that he may be a warner to the world. He is the one to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, has begotten no son, and has no partner in his kingdom. He has created everything and ordained them in due proportions. Yet the unbelievers have taken beside him other gods, which can create nothing, but are themselves created, which can neither harm nor help even themselves, and which have no power over life or death or raising the dead to life. Those who deny the truth say, this Al-Furqan is but a forgery, which he himself has devised, and some other people have helped him. Unjust is what they do, and falsehood is what they utter. And they say, these are the stories of the ancients, which he has copied down from what is read to him day and night. Tell them, this is revealed by him who knows the secrets of the heavens and the earth. Surely he is ever forgiving, merciful. And they say, what sort of Rasul is he who eats food and walks through the streets? Why has no angel been sent down with him to threaten the disbelievers? Why has he not been given a treasure or at least a garden from which he could eat? And these wicked people further say, you are only following a man who is bewitched. See what sort of examples they apply to you, because they are lost and cannot find the way to refute the truth of Tawheed and life after death. Blessed is he who, if he wills, could give you much better things than what they propose for you, not one, but many gardens beneath which rivers flow, and make for you palaces too. But in fact, they deny the hour, and for the one who denies the coming of the hour, we have prepared a blazing fire. When it shall come into their sight, from a long distance they will hear it, raging and roaring. And when chained together, they are flung into some narrow space. They will fervently plead for death, but they will be told, do not plead for one death today, but plead for many deaths. Ask them, which is better, this hell or the eternal paradise which the righteous are being promised, which will be the reward of their good deeds and also their final destination, wherein they will live forever and get everything that they wish for. And this is the promise worth praying for, which your Rabb is going to fulfill. On that day, he will gather all these people together, along with the deities whom they worshipped besides Allah, and ask, were it you who misled these servants of mine, or did they choose to go astray themselves? Those deities will answer, glory be to you. It was not befitting for us that we could take any guardian besides you, but you let them and their forefathers enjoy the comforts of worldly life until they forgot the reminder and thereby became worthless people. Thus, your gods will deny what you profess today. Then you shall neither be able to avert your punishment, nor shall you get any help from anywhere. And everyone among you who is guilty or wrongdoing, we shall make him taste the mighty punishment. We have sent no Rasul before you who did not eat or walk through the streets. In fact, we test you by means of one another. Now will you show patience, for your Rabb is ever observant.